Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Well, our Muslim in chief is at it again, promoting Islam and downing Christianity. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this insulting comment and ignorant-based comment is Matt Barber, with respect to the comment made by the President of the United States, Barack Obama, Matt, at, of all places, the National Day of Prayer, in which the President said that, don't get on your high horse because you Christians, you have done terrible things in the past through the Crusades. I mean, how offensive, how wrong, and how inappropriate for the President to say this at the National Day of Prayer.
Yeah, Matt, there's something in Islam called dhimmitude. It's called dhimmitude. And a person, typically a Westerner, who submits to Muslim supremacy is called a dhimmi. And I'm starting to wonder if this president, who was brought up as a Muslim, his grandfather certainly was Islamic, he went to a Muslim school. You know, some people say he's Muslim, he claims to be Christian, who knows? But the reality is that he is a Muslim apologist. And for him to have to try to go back 1,000 years to draw some kind of false moral equivalency between the Quran and Islam, which demands the murder of people who will not submit to Islam, versus Christianity, he said this. Here's his exact quote, Matt. "Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history, and lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ." Speaking about justifying things, listen to him. This is right after a Jordanian pilot is burned alive on camera, and it's sent around the world to terrorize people. And this president steps in to defend radical Islam here.
It's strange he could actually mention the word Christian in the context of Crusades, or refer to Christians in the context of Crusades, but he can't mention Islam in the context of terrorism. Well, let's look at these allegations. Well, you all are just as bad. You engaged in the Crusades. Really? Well, the Crusades actually were a response by Christians who for centuries were being killed, murdered, and maimed at the sword of Islamic jihadists. The Muslims focused on Christians and Jews, trying to force them to convert. They stole and they mortally wounded and they terrorized Christians and Jews. The Crusades were not an offensive, but rather a defensive action in response to jihad that was taking place. This jihad of the Islamic religion is not something new. It's been practiced since the very beginning. You know, the Crusaders came against those Muslim jihadists. And these Muslims went through the world, the Middle East, just maiming, slaughtering, killing Jews and Christians because they wouldn't convert to Islam.
Yeah, and it's completely a defensive reaction. And for him to say they did it in the name of Christ, actually what the handful of rogue armies, mercenaries and armies that went and actually did commit horrible deeds in the Crusades, that was not part of that was not the motive of the Crusades, and that was not part of the vast majority of those engaging in the defensive action that was the Crusades. What they were doing was in exact opposition to the teachings of Christ, whereas what the Islamic aggressors during the Crusades were doing was following the orders of their prophet Muhammad, who told them to go slaughter Christians. That's the difference. And for Obama to make this moral equivocation is simply mind-boggling. It's disgusting. It is so offensive and disgusting, and it also betrays his ignorance.
Yeah, when you look at the Crusades, they went on for a long period of time. There were a couple of leaders within the Crusades for a very short period of time that went beyond the original self-defense against the Muslims, but they were also stopped and brought back into line. The Crusades were a defensive maneuver to save the lives of Christians and Jews who were being slaughtered by Islamic jihadists. Now, in addition to that, he also talks about slavery. Slavery was not the product of white men or Christians, but rather also of Arab Muslims. I mean, that actually is still practiced today. You know, certainly there was slavery. It was a terrible thing in the United States. But it is also true that it was the Christians who stopped slavery. It was William Wilberforce and his Christian foundation, his values, that ultimately rose up and put an end to slavery. It was the Christians in the United States who were the abolitionists. Many of the founding fathers were part of the abolition movement. Yet today in the Islamic countries and even in the Quran, slavery is encouraged. So what you have here is, you know, even with the Civil War, you have the northern countries, the northern colonies, the northern states, I should say, that were absolutely opposed to slavery. And that was where some of the bedrock of our Christian roots were ultimately founded. It was based upon those Christian roots that they wanted to stop slavery and abolish it here in the United States. And if you read Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, Abraham Lincoln was opposed to slavery. It was grounded in religious worldview, Christian worldview. So Obama's wrong on all the fronts to equate the Islamic jihadism to the Christian Crusades when that was a defensive matter, and also Jim Crow laws when it was the Christians who led the way to abolish slavery both in Great Britain and throughout the territories held by Great Britain and in the United States of America.
Well, this is willful ignorance on his part, intentional. He knows what he's doing. He knows he's manipulating the facts and manipulating history. He's been called out on it. He's embarrassed himself. But, you know, he also talked about the Inquisition here, Matt. Were there horrible atrocities committed during the Inquisition? Yeah, some 2,000 or so people, many were tortured to death, the vast majority of them Christian reformers. They were reforming Christianity. It was those who were in violation of the teachings of Christ who were carrying out the tortures and the Inquisition and so forth. It was those who were standing firm on the truths in the Bible and on the teachings of Christ that were tortured to death. So even his example of the Inquisition is completely fraudulent.
Well, here's a quote from Barack Obama. "I will stand with the Muslims should the political winds shift in an ugly direction." That's a quote. Well, where does that come from? Page 261 of the paperback edition of The Audacity of Hope, authored by Barack Obama. Now, he wrote that before he became president of the United States. This is his grounding foundation principles. It is Islamic, not Judeo-Christian. He only mouths Christian or Jewish words when it's convenient for him. This is a president that has intent, that is intent on destroying our Judeo-Christian values and America itself.
He also said, Matt, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam, that is Muhammad. And boy, you put those two quotes together, they're not out of context. You can't take them out of context. You put those quotes together, and he's standing by his word, isn't he?
Yeah, and he blamed a video, remember that, on Benghazi. And ultimately, that poor man got arrested and targeted. No doubt that there's a fatwa on his head for that video. He blamed it on that video when, in fact, it was his own and Hillary Clinton's own incompetence and refusal to confront the enemy that resulted in our people being killed in Benghazi. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Call us today, 800-671-1776. Again, our website is lc.org. Stand up for Liberty Counsel as you're standing for faith and freedom. This is an organization that is multifaceted. We have Liberty Counsel, our C3, Liberty Counsel Action, our C4, Christians in Defense of Israel. I encourage you, if you're a supporter of Israel, call us today and ask to be part of Christians in Defense of Israel or email us. You can go to our website, lc.org, for more information. You can also sign petitions in favor of Israel and on other Judeo-Christian values by going to libertycouncil.com. That's libertycouncil.com. Anita and I and others are going to be traveling to Israel May 17 through 26. I encourage you to come and be a part of a life-changing experience. For more information, if you want to join us, go to lc.org. It will literally change your life as you walk in the Holy Land. I hope you come. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, lc.org. Also, go to theawakeningusa.org, theawakeningusa.org. We'll see you March 14 at The Awakening.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.